What's up, podcast? So today will be the last episode of The Journey. Stay tuned. So on today's episode, I'm just going to go over a few kind of ideas and thoughts and beliefs I've developed over the course of this podcast and life, and just kind of a few things that if you got anything out of these almost 200 episodes that you at least know and remember these things. So the first one is to pick a name. It's something I talked about a lot recently that I really believe in, is picking an aim as a type of being, as a career. Like, pick a lofty goal and live every day towards that. And that you can kind of have your cake and eat it too then, because you can think futuristically and about the future and have a plan and can still live in the moment. And you need to pick a goal and work towards it, because you need to pick a light and stumble towards it, or else you're kind of stuck in the darkness. And personally, I can't think of much better to do with my life than picking a light and an aim, and a good aim and a noble aim, and figuring out what that is and pursuing it. And it changes over time. It changes sometimes weekly, monthly, yearly, every decade. And the more you pursue it, the less variance and less frequently it'll change. But pick an aim and pursue it. The second thing is to pick meaning, to choose to take on responsibility and to pick up that responsibility, that burden, and to carry it, and to pursue things that you find deeply meaningful. Those aren't always fun things, but to pursue them because they're right and they're meaningful, and they bring you contentment and joy and happiness. And to pursue those things regardless of everything else, regardless of other people's judgment, to realize that this is your one life. And personally, it scares me to think of doing anything with my one life besides what it is I want to be doing. And I'd hate for you guys listening to 10 years from now look back and be like, wow, I wasted all this time. Or when you're 80, look back and be like, wow, I wasted the last 80 years because I pursued what everybody else wanted me to, or I pursued what I was supposed to, as opposed to what I wanted to. And making a life that's on your own terms and in your own view, and to win by your own definition of winning, not somebody else's. And to pursue meaningness and happiness, pursue meaning and happiness over everything. The next one is develop self-awareness. Because if you develop self-awareness, you'll understand better who you are, where you can function, and where you're lacking, so you can improve upon who you are, lean more into your strengths so you can excel at things, and create a life that you're happy with, and be self-aware about what that is, and be self-aware about how you interact with the world in ways that are both positive and negative, and learn to understand both fully so you can deal with the negative as you need to, and build upon the positive to be even more positive. Develop self-awareness so that you can know who you are and what you want and how to interact with the world. And I think that through picking an aim, the pursuit of meaning and happiness and self-awareness, that can get you a really, really long way. And one that I'm going to add now off the top of my head is choose to be loving. And I say loving instead of kind or nice, because being kind or nice is not the same thing as being loving. Being kind and nice are, from my point of view, almost kind of weak characteristics compared to being loving. Because when you're loving, it means you're willing to make someone upset at you in the present so that they may have a better future. That's what raising kids is. When you raise a child, you tell them no, you discipline, you make them upset at you in the short term, so in the long term, they're better for it. When you act lovingly, you want the best possible outcome for that other person. You can see their potential and you want them to reach it. You want them to be as happy as possible, no matter how that interacts with you. So if you love someone and you act lovingly, you want them to have the best possible outcome for their life. You want them to find happiness and meaning. And you're okay if that's not. You're okay with that being their own thing, as connected or disconnected from you as that is. And kindness and being nice to people falls into that in a lot of ways, but not every way. That's why being loving is so much harder, because it requires more empathy, and it requires more self-discipline, and it requires more interaction. And it's harder, but it's so much better. When you interact with people lovingly in a true sense, in all of its context, when you interact with the world and with people lovingly, you make the world a better place. You yourself become better. And you actually become happier because you see that you're making things better, and it makes you, when you give out love, you love yourself more, and it creates this kind of atmosphere that's just better around you. And love is one of the best things, if not the best force or being state of being or whatever it is. People have tried for thousands of years to figure out exactly what love is in words, and we don't really know. But it's one of the best things. You know, one of the reasons why I believe in going into the darkest parts of you or the world or history or things like that, and it's because if a light can shine in the dark, you know it's a true light. In the story of King Arthur, when they look for the Holy Grail, all the knights decide to go into the woods in the spot that it looks darkest to them. So what this means is if you're looking for the most valuable thing, the brightest light, you need to go to the darkest place. You need to fight the scariest monster. You need to confront evil and chaos. And if you can do that nobly and you can win, then you get the most valuable thing. And when you look into the darkest parts of history or yourself or your life or wherever, what you'll find is the brightest light, or one of them at least, is love and acting lovingly. And if you want love in the world, it has to come from you. And it's a powerful thing. So act lovingly. Act lovingly. Another one is let your beautiful imagery by Jordan Peterson. Let your inadequacies burn away like dead wood. To understand that you need to, it's the philosophy of detachment. So it's understanding what you are abstractly. So viewing yourself from the third person, looking at yourself as if you were someone else and being like, wow, these things aren't helping them in their life and aren't helping them be all that they can be. And so you have to be detached enough from yourself to be willing to let those things go. And that's very hard, and it takes a long time and a lot of practice to get good at. But once you get good at it, you can make so much progress remarkably quickly and long-term change quickly, because you get good at not being too attached to who you are now, and you're willing to let parts of you go so that you can become something better and something greater. And for most people, if you just stop doing the stupid things you do every day that you know aren't good, your life will be so much better so quickly. Like, if you know, oh, I probably shouldn't eat so much cake or something. I don't know. If you just stop doing the simple things you know you shouldn't, things improve really quickly. And then you take that into some of the things that are a little less obvious, and you slowly kind of refine that. And so be detached enough from yourself to let parts of you go that are inadequate and keeping you from being all that you can be. And I think with those things I've talked about today, if there's anything I can just give to all of you amazing people who listen, just kind of the things I feel are the most important that I've ever talked about, those are them. I've talked about tons of ideas and tips and had a lot of cool conversations on the podcast. It's given me so many amazing opportunities. And I really hope that some of you guys listening have gotten something out of it, and that you guys have enjoyed listening, because it's been a really amazing journey for me to make this podcast and to have so many people listen and support it. And I just want to say thank you so much to all of you guys who listen and support the podcast, because it means so much to me. Because, I mean, it's amazing to me that I can sit here in my room and reach people and try to help them and share a message. And that's kind of what this last episode is it's kind of a summary of what that message is for me. And personally, I've just been feeling, the reason I'm ending the podcast is I've had this strange feeling deep down that it's time. And that's about the best I can put it into words, is that it's just time to kind of flip the page. And I guess it's almost a fitting end to the Journey podcast and the Art of Learning podcast, is because it's the next step of the journey, and the podcast just isn't part of that. And I don't really know what that means, and I'm trying to figure it out. But I've had this strange feeling in the back of my mind that it's just time. And Aristotle had this amazing idea that when you have feelings like that, to just almost blindly follow them to some degree. Aristotle believed in your daemon or your subconscious or your Jiminy Cricket or Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. He believed that when you hear that voice, have that feeling, to trust it blindly. That's actually why Aristotle died, is he was put on trial for corrupting the youth of Greece, because he believed in having your own ideas. So some of the Greek philosophers weren't a big fan, so they put him on trial. But the people of Greece loved Aristotle, so they were like, hey, Aristotle, we're going to give you enough time where you can leave Greece and live. And Aristotle had this strange feeling that he shouldn't leave, and that he shouldn't even prepare a defense for himself in court. So long story short, he was put to death. And it's something that I have that feeling now, that it's just time to kind of close this page and see what's next. And that's another idea that I'd say I would like to share. And I'm just so grateful for all of you guys who listen, support, and share. And it really means a lot to me. And again, I just really hope you guys got something out of this, and that you guys have enjoyed listening, because I've had a blast making it. And I've gotten so much out of this podcast and making it, because it's forced me to learn and grow and share ideas and communicate. And it's been kind of a wild ride. And yeah, it's a bittersweet feeling to let it go. So again, one last thank you. And in case nobody's told you today, you guys are absolutely amazing people. And I hope that you guys can all find happiness and meaning in that. I just really hope that the rest of your time is magnificent and that you can make the most out of it. And with that, that's it. Have a great rest of your week, guys.